Welcome to the Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. So happy to have you joining us for Faith and Family Wednesday. We love doing Faith and Family Wednesday because that's a part of our community that doesn't get covered in the news very often. It's just put out toward features. You know, maybe it's mixed in somewhere, but it's not something that we focus on overall in the media, but we do here, because if we're talking about a society, well, if we don't have family and we don't have faith, really, what do we have? And when we get into the other elements of, let's say, government, well, the smallest form of government is the family. And when we get into topics of business, well, if we're not dealing with faith and how we conduct ourselves as a community, well, things really do fall apart. So every day here on The Peak, it's really all of the topics, but we like to focus in because as a news organization, if you're all over the map or you get pigeonholed in an area, it's hard to really do, well, at least the job that we seek to do here, which is representing all of the Pikes Peak region. So we're so happy to have you joining us today here on The Peak. When I started doing this program now 3 months ago, it was a vision, it was a dream, but I think that we're realizing it now. And now that we've done over 50 programs, we're starting to hit a stride. But we also don't want to get stale. So we're deciding on playing up with the format, bringing on guests that are, you know, you might find atypical. I've found people that, say, would you have that person on the show? That I said, well, if they would come on. And so we're growing and we're developing. And if you like The Peak, well, we love that. And please share that with others around the community. Please let them know that we're on 3 to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday here on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. But if you really want to help make the show great, you should join it. Because The Peak, it's yours. It really is. We're grassroots, community-oriented. We're local news being told by local people, supported by local businesses. So go on thepeak.news. That's our website. Yes, it's a dot news, thepeak.news. Find out more about us and sign up to be a citizen journalist or a tech or an intern or a guest. Or we really like the sponsors because they help keep us on the air. And all together, we can cover this. And we had a meeting last week with citizen journalists, and that's really exciting to me because we're going to start hearing a lot more voices and features, and I'm going to have help. I'll let you know, putting out a show every day is difficult. It's hard to do. I love it, but I'd rather do it with you. So again, go on thepeak.news because we are here to be a truth-telling and First Amendment-defending broadcast. And I don't have all the truth. I might purport to a lot of the time. People who hang out with me might think I have that attitude about myself, but I know that I don't. And that's why I bring on great guests. And we have, as our guest for the whole hour today, as our interview guest and our co-host, Larry Yonker, who is really a legend in the area. I think everybody's heard of you, Larry. And I didn't meet you personally until just maybe about a month ago. He is the former president and CEO of Springs Rescue Mission. Larry Yonker, welcome to The Peak News.
Great to be here. Thank you, Chaim.
It's great to have you here. And we're going to be, of course, across the entire program today, getting into the topic of homelessness and poverty and what we can do about it. So over the course of this, we're going to do in our next segment, as we always do, Faith and Family headlines. On this day, Faith and Family, Larry's going to be talking about the hidden costs of immigration. And I will be doing a commentary at the end, taking care of our own. And of course, we finish up every program with Jim Miller and The Peak Rants. So, do we care about the homeless? I'll let that sink in. Really, really go into your heart, into your gut. Yes, we say we do. And of course, if you're human, you have to look at that person who's sleeping in the corner. You know, you see that over there, you look and there's a sleeping bag. Or even the other day, I just saw carpet padding, layers of carpet padding. I thought, oh, well, if I were on the street, that's soft and it's good insulation. And you want to care. But if you try, you know, what do you do with that? Because when you really let the emotions come into something, and if you're really going to care, guess what? It's going to involve your time. It's going to involve your resources. And so we tend to walk on by. And I admit that too. It's hard to really let it in. and think about these people, that they're part of our community, because we think, well, they came here, they shouldn't have come here, or why don't they go somewhere else? Or I think, why don't they go down to Springs Rescue? Why are they on the street? But people have their own reasons, and they're still sovereign individuals who can make their choices. But do we really care? And overall, as a society, I would say we don't, or else we wouldn't see it so much, because we would be taking people into our homes. And that's, and I'm going to be addressing that at the end. And Isaiah 58, it talks about bringing the homeless into your home. And that's a challenge to me, because I take Isaiah 58 very personally, but, you know, but I got kids, you know, how am I going to bring a homeless person into my home? You know, is that safe? Is it proper? So what do we do with homelessness? It's always been with us. And we do worry about what if it happens to us. And that's when we really start caring about things, when it starts happening to us. So I want you to think about that. I want you to open that door in your heart, in your mind, to think about how can we, as a community, deal with the homeless issue here? Because one, we know that we don't want it to come into our society and affect things. It brings things down in a real negative way, and we'll be getting into those issues. But really, as a society, should we be caring about these people? As a church, should we be caring about these people? Of course, we say yes. But we need to take action. And what is that going to take in each one of us in order to make that happen? Well, we'll be discussing that today on The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. So happy to have you joining us. We'll be right back. Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton-Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity, because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
The Colorado Life Initiative team is working fast to tally petition signatures as they wrap up their 2024 ballot drive. If you circulated a petition, thank you for your time and commitment to protecting children in Colorado from intentional harm. As they await the official tally results to see if Colorado Life Initiative makes it on the ballot, they ask you to join in prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in our state. To receive updates and upcoming mission assignments, get signed up at gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. Today is Faith and Family Wednesday, and we're going into our local headlines We have as our guest for the whole hour, Larry Yonker, the former president and CEO of Springs Rescue Mission. And we're going to talk about these headlines now. Larry, again, welcome to The Peak.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Now, I will say, because we are a news program, I am actually not here. What do I mean by that? This is the first time we've done this because we're a live news program. We are recording this program on April 23rd to play on April 24th as you're listening. Why do I bring that up? Well, to be transparent and honest with you, but also maybe the news changed. Maybe something happened and you wonder why I'm not talking about it. So we're locking it down on the 23rd. Okay, Larry, first article that we're doing, and this is unfortunate and this is tragic, and this is about a murder that happened in our area. New details are emerging in the death of Dorothy King, 62, who was killed during an alleged carjacking attempt outside the South Academy Boulevard bingo hall where she was employed. According to court documents obtained by the Gazette, this article is in the Gazette, the man arrested shortly after King's death on April 17th had previous convictions and current charges relating to motor vehicle theft. Nathaniel Buckman, 33, was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder and other charges after an arrest affidavit says he was found in King's stolen Dodge pickup truck after a chase with officers on April 18th. Now, this is why we're bringing up this article. We tend to not focus on these things, but Buckman had a prolific, quote-unquote, prolific criminal history, according to the affidavit, including two previous convictions for motor vehicle theft from 2019 and 2021. Buckman was out on bond at the time of his arrest on motor vehicle theft and criminal mischief charges, according to court documents. He also had an outstanding arrest warrant issued April 16th in a carjacking incident during which a woman was forced out of her pickup truck while in her driveway. There's more to this about the details. You can look it up yourself. But the reason we're bringing this up is we know that we are in a society where, well, we have people who were, you know, in the Capitol of Washington, D.C. on January 6th a few years ago. They're in jail for years, while people who commit violent crimes are very often let out, not necessarily here, but no cash bail in a lot of states, becoming very much a lawless society. And we bring this up under compassion, but is it really, Larry?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. There's multiple issues with that. One is he's a multiple offender, a current offender, and released on his, own recognizance.
And does he have any?
If he has, he certainly has no conscience. But another thing it states in the article is he was in a drug-induced coma. Well, so you've got multiple things happening there, and it also mentioned that he was seen in a homeless camp. So the condition of homelessness, honestly, and this is where I'll get into more of this later as we talk about kind of misdirected compassion or misdirected charity. I start from the premise of one thing. So Judeo-Christian commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. I think we can confuse charity or compassion with love. And love is not. Love means wanting the best for someone. Love means doing the things that are best for someone. And oftentimes compassion or charity is not the best thing for them. In fact, it may be the very worst thing for them. But the thing that really bothers me most about this is this couldn't be the first time they understood this guy was on drugs. And so many of the drugs even right now are being legalized. We've got psilocybin in Denver. We've got marijuana is rampant. I was talking to the previous mayor, John Southers, and this kid who killed the roommates at the UCCS was a hardcore marijuana addict. He was it had fed his schizophrenia so bad that he was he was affected to the point of killing over something very minor.
Oh. So this is what we're dealing with in our society. You know, we're going to be talking later in the program about how we can deal with such things. But again, it does seem misplaced compassion that we think, but overall not looking out for our society. And, you know, criminals are criminals. And at some point, unfortunately, they need to be removed for the sake of everyone else. And this poor woman who was just, you know, going home or coming to her place of business, you know, had to suffer
because
we think. And so, you know, do we care about the victims or only about the perpetrators? We've really gotten things upside down in this society. Well, on to a more positive article. This is a special from the Gazette. And when I'm picking news articles, I'm looking for, obviously, news of the day or of the recent time here in our local area, but also things that relate to the guest. And this is a feature article that came out in the Gazette on April 23rd. Blair Minard struggled with her first year of middle school as her family lived in three local motels while homeless for 8 months, but bounced back to become a top student at Harrison High School and plans to become a biomedical engineer. And it recounts the struggles that she had when they first moved to town of being homeless and what it was like being a homeless student. But now she is mentoring other students and she's helping out and she's overcome this. This is a positive story that comes out of homelessness. As I mentioned at the beginning, very often we don't care about something until we have to personally experience it.
I think one of the things that's so encouraging to me about this article is so many people are victimized, and they are victims. They find themselves victims of poverty or victims of something. But if you let the circumstances victimize you, then you've admitted defeat. You've accepted defeat. And this young girl did not accept defeat. She knew that she had gifts and talents, and her conditions didn't define her. Her conditions in her family or conditions in being homelessness didn't define her. She let her own motivation and her own skills rise above victimization and do something with her life. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things. I just finished a book called Zero Victim. And we all consider ourselves victims sometimes. And the bottom line is that does nothing but paralyze us. It causes victimization causes you to stop rather than move forward. And so I think that the biggest thing I read in this article is here's a girl who didn't allow her situation or poverty or homelessness to victimize her.
Yeah, and I'll mention it because we need to these days. She is Black.
Yeah,
exactly. And obviously a woman.
Yeah.
And and they're very much told to be victims.
Exactly.
And she decided not to. And it's wonderful to have those who not only overcome it, but then turn around and inspire others and mentor others. So thank you, Blair Minard, for that. Okay, final article, new apartment project plan for busy 8th Street corridor on Colorado Springs West Side. This is from this month, but I brought this up because Springs Rescue has developed properties down in that region. A familiar retail building along 8th Street on the city's west side will be torn down to make way for an apartment complex as developers continue to eye Colorado Springs for more multifamily housing. Blackburn Communities of Oxford, Mississippi, the multifamily development arm of the Blackburn Group, has submitted a proposal to government officials that shows it plans to construct three four-story buildings with 294 apartments on 8 acres on the east side of 8th Street between Costilla and Moreno Avenue. Larry, so much of the city down in that area, the old part, people are heading up north, but so much is run down there. But now, as things do when prices drop, gentrification happens, people come in, and also the housing issue. We have about a minute. What was it like working down there? What do you think of the development?
I think it's a great location. First of all, it is kind of a corridor for poverty. I know it's, some of the guys that are in our addiction recovery program would go over to that Walmart, for instance, and there's a lot of drug dealers and people that are over there preying on some of the people in poverty over there. So the corridor is very, very important. In fact, I think for density of population, there couldn't be a better location for an apartment complex. We have a permanent supportive apartment, but that's for chronic homeless. This is going to be actually for one, two, and single three-bedroom houses. So I'm excited about that project.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you're listening to The Peak News, and that was local headlines of our region. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Larry Yonker, former president and CEO of Springs Rescue Mission, about the hidden costs of immigration. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. We'll be back continuing our talk about homelessness and what we can do about it here in our region.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden. inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
My dentist saved my life. Not something you hear every day, unless you're talking to one of Dr. Craig Summers' patients at Springs Dentists.
It was really important to me to have a dentist that understood how your teeth and what goes in them affects everything else in your body.
I was experiencing a lot of headaches and just not feeling well. And I did some research and I found that mercury is in the amalgams and in the teeth. And Dr. Summer was very excited to help people get free of these amalgams and the mercury that's in them. I've noticed my health improve almost immediately. And I felt like, almost to the point, I remember a few years ago going, you know what? I kind of like going to the dentist.
For a holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign in a stress-free environment, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns. And we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And no, as we like to say every day, and that's why we play this piece of music, we will not lie to you. We are here to tell you the truth. We're here to help you understand the world around you, put it into context, and make sovereign decisions for yourself. And we're dealing this entire hour with the issue of homelessness in our region. And we have as our guest and co-host Larry Yonker, president, former president and CEO of Springs Rescue Mission. And in this section, I asked the guest, what do you want to talk about? Give them time for a commentary. And Larry said, the hidden costs of immigration. Larry Yonker.
Okay. Well, you know, the bottom line on that one is I want to put in context, just as you said, we try to do here. And so the bottom on we've been talking about homelessness, and the federal government spends about $3.63 billion on homelessness every year. So those are the services that are provided for homelessness, a huge amount of money, $3.6 billion. Denver alone spends $500 million on trying to house the homeless there. Colorado Springs, we're around $5 million. And there's a reason for that. I'm going to talk about some of that a little bit. But the hidden costs are really the things that, to give context of what we spend on illegal immigration in the United States, is currently there's 10.5 million illegally living in the United States. Okay, 10.5 million people. And they're still flooding across by the hundreds of thousands every month. We're currently spending $0.5 trillion, $451 billion. Okay, I just said 3.6 for homelessness. We're spending this year $451 billion on for care of these folks. And so we're doing that. We're giving them money. We're giving them apartments. We're placing them in places while we're not taking care of our own. We're not taking care of our own veterans. We're not taking care of our own people that are experiencing poverty or falling into poverty because of our inflation. It's really, really upsetting. Our entire military budget is only $841 billion. So we're spending over half of our military budget this year on immigration. And nobody, the public just doesn't seem to be it's a huge crisis. We're putting our children and grandchildren in debt, a debt they'll never be able to repay, because we feel compassionate towards people that are coming from other countries. And believe me, I work for a third world in third world countries with Compassion International, and I do have empathy and feel sorry for those that are coming, kind of the innocent ones that are coming as refugees. But we're letting in a lot of very, very dangerous people too with the current system. And that was all done with the stroke of a pen. First thing that President Joe Biden did was to sign into effect that we were not going to secure our borders. And so we stopped the wall. And when I was in Israel, I met with an Israeli over there. And of course, they have a wall between Bethlehem and Jerusalem. And they can't go back and forth in one another. And the first thing this Jewish woman said to me was, "Walls work." And she said she was a fan of Donald Trump because of the wall situation. She felt like we've got to protect our borders. We have to protect our borders. I heard a statistic that the New York Police Department has more officers on the streets of New York City than we have securing all of our borders. That's north, south, east, and west. We have less Border Patrol officers securing our border. So I think it's a huge economic issue. I think it's going to paralyze us because what it forces us to do is print more money. And every time we print more money, it causes inflation. And inflation hurts everybody, but mostly those that are struggling to make it. So I feel inflation a lot less than my son does, who is making far less money and trying to get by and living. So I think it's a huge problem. I don't know why nobody talks about the dollar figure, but $451 billion.
So another point of compassion, seemingly, if we want to think about it in a positive way, but we also know politically that this is being used in order to seek to win an election for certain sides and, you know, permanently set things up in our country. But it does end up costing us money. And while we can't afford to take care of our own, and we know that here with the homelessness, the veterans, and everything else, this is something that we need to address. But unfortunately, we don't know how, and even our public officials have their hands tied in being able, because we can't send these people back across the border. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. After the quick national news break, we'll be back with Larry Younger. That's churchwaterguides.org, because together we win.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrist journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. This is our Faith and Family Wednesday, and we have as our guest Larry Younger, former president and CEO of Springs Rescue Mission. From 2013 to 2020, he headed up that great organization here in the Springs. Larry Younger, again, thank you for being on The Peak.
Thank you, Chaim.
We're dealing with tough issue, homelessness, and things that are behind it. We're going to take a deeper dive during this interview. You obviously have a great compassion for the poor. You worked for Compassion International. That was your first big ministry position. How did you get into this? How did this really become your calling, helping those who are in poverty and homelessness?
You know, I'd see television commercials and television programs showing poverty and children, emaciated children, and seeing people. And it's hard for me to get my your arms around when you live in the United States. You used to hear numbers like 40,000 children die every day of preventable disease. Well, that's a big problem. And so I think that one of the things that, as I looked at my personal calling and the ability to really raise money, I was a salesman, and so I wanted to go into and use my gifts and talents to help raise money to help these kids. But with Compassion International, I pursued them because they were education-based, and I felt like the best path out of poverty was education in these third world countries. And so I wanted to be a part of an organization that was raising money to help kids get an education.
And what did you do when you were there with Compassion?
I was the executive director of development and marketing. So we had a team of people and partnered with several other funding countries send the resources into these third developing nations.
Okay. And then how did you end up heading up Springs Rescue Mission?
Well, I went into consulting. After I left Compassion International, I started consulting and helping people, other organizations and ministries raise money. And so I was always drawn to people like World Vision and Crew, and I was helping a lot of those organizations raise money and use ways to tell their story better, ways to communicate their story better about those that they were trying to serve. So I used the gifts and talents that I felt like God gave me to for good. And Springs Rescue Mission was a client of mine, and I fell in love with some of the huge problem that they were trying to solve with drug addiction. That was what they were primarily doing at that time. And so I saw a transformation of men's lives, mostly at that time, who were buried in addiction, and through the proper care and the proper treatment, get their lives back and get their families back, and very rewarding.
And so, you contacted them, they contacted you. How did that relationship come?
Well, they were a client of mine, and so I helped them raise $1.5 million
that gets a nonprofit's attention.
Helped raise about $1.5 million in our community to build the New Life program, which was an addiction recovery for 45 men, and it's down on this current campus where it is right now. And so when I went down there to work and help them raise money, and the board quickly made me, I had a vision for a homeless campus in Colorado Springs. And so they hired me made me their CEO, and we began the process of building a community of hope, which is a 14-acre campus down on the south end of Colorado Springs that is full service. All services that provide homelessness, from VA to the Department of Human Services to Rocky Mountain Human Services, Diversus, Peak Vista, all the organizations that serve homelessness are on one campus, and that keeps people from having to walk around the campus. And so essentially the only ones that don't go there now are the ones that don't want to be, and that's where we've got to have public safety and law enforcement.
Okay. So during the program today, we've talked about the subject of misplaced compassion, that we're not caring about our own before others, and, you know, regarding the immigrants, but also thinking about what helps someone that actually does the opposite, has the opposite effect. And I won't say across the board, but it seems more on those who are on, let's say, the left, mm-hmm. or the progressive side. You know, we call them bleeding heart liberals, I think, for a long time. And it may, you know, it's maybe, I don't want to question their motives. It may be well-intentioned. But if they're the people of science and they're the ones who are the facts, the data clearly shows that these things don't work and actually have an opposite effect. So I'd like you to address misplaced compassion, and you've seen it up close and personal working with the homeless in our region.
Over and over again. As I mentioned the number earlier about how much Denver is spending they want to get 1,000 homeless this year off the streets. Well, they're going to spend $500 million over the next 3 years. So that's going to be probably $300 million this year. And they're building housing. They're to place these chronic homeless people into apartments and motels. And they're placing them right in expensive hotels that are costing $250,000 to $350,000 a door to build. And they're going to put a homeless person in there. They're not ready for that kind of apartment complex. Housing, to me, for chronic homeless is shelter. Get them stabilized. Get them in a good, safe, warm place where they can get a meal. They can get treatment. They can take their medications on a daily basis, and let them rise out of poverty. We can't make anybody get better. And I think that the Housing First model is government's attempt to make things better for them. They have to want to make things better for themselves. And so you've got to give them every opportunity to rise up. And that's real compassion. Real compassion is loving them enough to give them the opportunities they need to advance, not just hand them something that further degrades them or further makes them feel helpless or hopeless.
And what is the fruit of that when we apply this, you know, to them, when we think we're doing good and we enable people in a way that isn't appropriate for them at that point? How do we see that actually make the problem worse?
Well, I see it all day, all the time, and I think churches are generally pretty guilty of a lot of it. They feel compassion for the people living down by the creek, and so they'll buy a box of hamburgers or some chicken, or they'll take down meals to and feed them on the creek. That feels very compassionate because they're going down to them and they're bringing the food. But the bottom line was, if they got hungry, they can go to Marion House or they can come to Springs Rescue Mission and get a meal. And if they come to the campus, there's more chance that they're going to get services and get help. They're not going to get better down on the creek just continuing to take drugs and continuing to just numb their lives with alcohol and drugs. And I think we think we're doing good when we're giving them a meal, but that really isn't doing any good. Neither is it good to give them money as panhandlers. They can get all the services and all the help they need down on Springs Rescue Mission's campus.
So let's talk about practical solutions that we can do individually. You know, what are the things that work? Certainly before we talk specifically about Springs Rescue Mission, what do we do when we're feeling that compassion and we want to help? What can an individual person do to help someone who is homeless?
I think one of the hardest things to do, but one of the most important, would be to pause and say hi. Pause and ask them their name. And if you've got a few minutes to sit and talk with them a little bit and ask them their story, you know, where'd you grow up? What was your home like? What was your family like? Nobody ever pauses to ask them about themselves, and so they feel very, very unimportant. And when you hand them something or hand them money, that even changes the transaction. Is now I owe you something. I owe you. You've given me $10, and I know what I'm going to do with it. And that further makes me feel worse about myself. So I think that the bottom line is relationship, and relationship takes time. None of us seem to have the time or want to take the time to invest it in someone else. And that can start very, very basic. There's just people that are living on the edge that a little bit of friendship or relationship or having them over for dinner. You talked a little bit earlier about inviting them into your home. Well, there's certain levels of people you wouldn't want to invite into your home, especially those that are using drugs. But you can bring someone into your home who's needs a little bit of affection and care.
And obviously discernment.
Discernment
is very, very important. Okay, so let's talk about Springs Rescue Mission. Again, you were the president and CEO from 2013 to 2020. Tell us about the organization and what are you most proud about as far as the accomplishments during your tenure?
I think we started with the end in mind. We wanted to see what do we want these people to look like at the end when they finish here? We want them to be employed. We want them to be housed. And so we said, what is the process we have to take them through, and what are the elements that need to be there? So we had a plan, and I've had a number of foundations and that have said, Larry, we've seen lots and lots of ideas and plans, but we've never seen anything come so close to what they said it was going to be. In fact, we wrote a book about it called Meeting Homelessness with Hope, One Community's Response to Homelessness, and Jack Briggs, current president, and Joel Sieversman and Mike Hamill combined together to write this book. I kind of give the history, and then we go through the programmatic implementation of housing, health, and work, and what the model is down there. So we believe that we have the best model in the United States for treating homelessness.
And real quick, what is that model?
It's a campus, holistic campus of every service being provided on one campus.
Okay, and finally, how can people get involved with the organization and help out?
Well, I would recommend going to springsrescuemission.org, and there's volunteer opportunities, there's serving opportunities, there's ways that you can be involved with them in a number of ways, certainly financially. That's always a very, very important element.
Okay, and when people come down, I mean, how do you decide how to implement people, how to use them when they come down?
They have specific roles, and so we have full time. Basically, volunteerism is what makes that campus so inexpensive to run. Is we have a lot of people that are non-paid staff.
Okay, Larry Yonker, former president and CEO of Springs Rescue Mission. Thank you so much for being on the Peak News.
Time, thanks for having me.
So I want you to go to springsrescuemission.org, springsrescuemission.org. Find out more about Springs Rescue Mission and how you can help. You know, especially with the way the economy is, you know, none of us can really say that we're far from homelessness. And let's not have to experience it ourselves before we help others who do. Well, I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. When I come back, I'm going to be doing a commentary using Isaiah 58, which is near and dear to me, about taking care of our own. And of course, we always finish up The Peak with Jim Miller and The Peak Rants. You're listening to The Peak, and we'll be right back.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say? Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now. I know, but I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile. You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Full Armor Sports Teams has a new facility for after-school youth programs. It's located at 2380 Montebello near North Academy and Union, with two pools for swim lessons and swim teams, a weight room for powerlifting, conditioning, and more. Full Armor Sports Teams is a Christ-centered and family-oriented organization bringing the youth of Colorado Springs together. For more info on after-school and homeschool programs, go to fullarmorsportsteams.com or call 719-629-SWIM.
Let us do the dangerous stuff, or just the items on your wife's honey-do list. Hi, I'm Peter Larson, owner and chief electrician at All-Star Electric. For whole house surge protection to generator connections, to simply adding an outlet and everything in between. All-Star Electric is a veteran-owned family business serving the Pikes Peak region with residential and commercial service since 2006. We also specialize in large appliance repair and electrical issues others can't figure out. Google All-Star Electric Colorado Springs now and let us be your light in the dark.
Take the drama out of your home buying and selling experience while saving money too. Hi, I'm John Graham with Equity Colorado Real Estate and your local Heroes Home Advantage affiliate. The Heroes Home Advantage Real Estate Rebate Program is a growing national network of real estate professionals and industry partners who are committed to giving back to our heroes. What does that mean to you? My sellers keep more of their money, and my buyers receive a rebate of up to 25% of my commission. I served 23 years in the Marine Corps and believe it's important to both serve my local community and to give back to those who serve. If you are law enforcement, firefighting, first response, healthcare, public education, or a military-connected individual or family, thank you for serving our nation and community. Now let me serve you as your realtor when buying or selling a home and help you to keep more money in your pocket with reduced commissions and rebates. To learn more, Google John Graham Homes, Colorado. That's John Graham Homes, Colorado. John Graham Homes, taking the drama out of your home buying and selling experience while saving you money too.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And we've been spending this entire Faith and Family Wednesday talking about the issue of homelessness. And so in this section, I wanted to give my commentary on taking care of our own. Now, I, as you probably know, listening to the program, I'm a fan of the Bible and running my life according to that. I'm Jewish. I'm a Messianic Jew also. So I read what people would say is the whole Bible, the front and the back. But what really, what falls right in the middle, like if you open up your Bible, you're most likely going to end up in Isaiah and Isaiah 58. And Isaiah 58 is an amazing chapter. It really is the plan of Yeshua, of Jesus, laid out many, many hundred years, about 700 plus years before he walked the earth. And it's a plan that tells us how we are to conduct ourselves with others in society. It goes into the acceptable fast. What does God really want from us? And the verse that I want to share today is Isaiah 58 and verse 7, because it says in verse 6, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen?" God says through Isaiah. "Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your home the poor who are cast out, when you see the naked and cover him and do not hide yourself from your own flesh?" And then it goes on to these amazing promises that your light would break forth like the morning and healing would spring forth and your righteousness would go before you and the glory of God himself would be your rear guard. But these are really hard things to do. If we think about it, we're so busy concerned about our own needs that taking care of others, especially, you know, clothing the naked and bringing the homeless into our house. I mean, don't you know I have children, and you know that could seem dangerous, and you know maybe that's not really what God says. But the part that I want to go to is the very last part of that verse 7. It says, "Do not hide yourself from your own flesh." And what I think this means is your own family. Are we really taking care of those in our own family? It's easy to say that we are. You know, if you're bringing home a paycheck or you're spending some time with your children, you know, or you make a phone call to your mother every so often, it would seem that you are. But it would seem that out of everything, taking care of your own would be something that we would all do. And yet I know from myself, it's very much easier. And I talked about this on the program last week. A friend of mine challenged me on this and, you know, all of the things that I do out in society and, you know, trying to save the world here in the Pikes Peak region. But what about my own family? And he challenged me to say, you know, obviously the things at home are harder than the things out in society because you're focused so much on them. And do we really think about our own family? We say we do. Well, I see them every day and I'm taking care of them and I just fed them and I gave them a ride to this and I paid for that and I spent some time. And those are all good things. I don't want to downplay it. But why does God group taking care of the homeless, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked with "do not forsake your own flesh"? I think that it's for the very reason that my very good friend brought this up to me. Very often it's easier to do things out in the world and say, "I'm doing that for my family," when you're not actually doing things for your family. And I experienced that in ministry. I drove around the country a couple of times with my family. They were in the back seat, in a way. How much time did I really spend with them? I didn't. And so let's challenge ourselves that we should do great things in society, but as they say, charity starts at home. But are we being intentional with our spouses, with our children, with our relatives, with our parents, if you're blessed to have them still alive? I don't. Are we forsaking our own flesh while we're considering everything that we're supposed to do in this world? I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
The Colorado Life Initiative team is working fast to tally petition signatures as they wrap up their 2024 ballot drive. If you circulated a petition, thank you for your time and commitment to protecting children in Colorado from intentional harm. As they await the official tally results to see if Colorado Life Initiative makes it on the ballot, they ask you to join in prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in our state. To receive updates and upcoming mission assignments, get signed up at gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Thank you for joining us on the Peak News for Faith and Family Wednesday. Hope you're enjoying our local news talk and are considering joining us as part of our volunteer news team as a citizen journalist or tech or intern or guest or sponsor. And a shout out again to our sponsors. Thank you for supporting us. And we ask you, our listeners, to support them. Also, be a fan by not just listening to us broadcast and listening to us on podcast, but by telling others about The Peak. We air Monday through Thursday here on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer, so spread the word. Tomorrow, for Education and Media Thursday, we have Shelley Augustine of Advocate to Educate discussing advocating for special needs education in our region. And then on Monday, Business and Culture Monday, we have Jonna Reeder-Claymeyer, who is the president and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Center, of course, talking about business in our region. Find out more about us and listen to our podcast at thepeak.news. Go like us on our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. And, of course, tell your friends, tell your friends, tell your friends. Now stay tuned for the Officer Tatum Show coming up next here on The Answer, or flip over to our Bible Teaching and Talk sister station, The Word, for my Partners in the Gospel program. Today, I'm talking about the unfortunate and very dangerous rise of anti-Semitism in the United States and how the church needs to step up and combat it or else repeat the mistakes of the Lutheran Church under Hitler. Well, we'll see you tomorrow here on The Peak. Again, until then, check out our wonderful podcast and wonderful guests there, because The Peak, we say the quiet stuff out loud for such a time as this. Shalom.